For those that are escaping, now is the time to make your escape. The famous Maisa with Rabbeinish Finkel. Mustam, you all know the Maisa. Rabbeinish was a legendary Goyin, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, and somehow or other, when he gave the Shir Kloli, if the Olam would leave. So there was a new Bacher that came to Yeshiva, and he's rushing out the door, and he bumps into Rabbeinish, who we did not recognize. Rabbeinish says, "Wo läufst du?" He says, "Rabbeinish, geht's auch in die Shir?" "Oi, bazoi, läuf schneller." Schuss for Reisman's mother. Shmuel told me that you're holding on Lamed Beis. A little tiny sugya I'd like to elaborate, elucidate on. What a chiddush. You look at the Gemara if you want. Amar Shmuel, Oivik kechovim ha'olich l'sarpus. State in the Mishnah that a guy was going to Avodah Zarah. So, balichosoi, you can't do any business with him. Bechazarosoi, it's mutter. And the reason is, balicho, going to the Avodah Zarah, also to do business with him, because it could cause the ozel umaydi, kame avodas kechovim. He'll go and he'll give shvach vaydo to the Avodah Zarah for his financial success. Suppose to talk the problem with them. So, l'chayre, there's two reasons. Rashi, Tosfos seemed to say earlier on, either because you'll be oivan na'azhore, v'shem Elohim acherim lo yishoma al picha, or pashit achshash, that the oivan avodah zarah will use his profit for takhoivis avodah zarah, and the yidl be oivan lefnei v'leisitei mirshol. Taisus Rosh is such an issa. Goy wants to be over by the Zohar. You're the one that causes it. Because of the profit of the mitzvah that you made with him. You're over the people. Sitei Mirshol. So Agam, we're not mechuyev to run around pulling down the Buddhas that they kiss the big fat toe of Buddha as a by the Zohar. It's not our job. But to create a mitzvah, this goes into the ganze shayla halacha. If Bachlal, you can have a mitzvah with a Yoizel, is a Yoizel considered a by the Zohar? Let's say you're in the jewelry business. Let's say your name is Sandy, and you're in the jewelry business. Just for example, a name, random name, was married to Razi, and you married them, and they have a jewelry business, almost like an 18th Avenue, let's just say. And somebody comes to you, a Heimish guy from Williamsburg, Sandy, I got a windfall profit with you, you're going to buy and sell 1,000 yoizlach, golden yoizl, and you can make yourself $50,000. Is it mutter? Is Yoizel considered Avodah Zarah? Is a church considered Avodah Zarah? Is a mosque considered Avodah Zarah? Are you allowed to go in Chevron to Maaseh Machpelah? The Kloizimiga ruled nisht. Andram Gehalten was Taka Mokim Avodah Zarah. But by turning it into a mosque, Goyim can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So what ends up happening is we can go under Ahal of Shem Zalman and others, because of the fact that even Otaka Church might be considered a Mokim of a Zohar, and you can't be Mevatle, but a guy could be Mevatle by turning into a mask, which the Chayr is not a Mokim of a Zohar, would be good. Shall you're an electrician, can you go into church to do work? Well, are you earning profit? Is it considered a Vaidah Zohar? Are you aiding a Vaidah Zohar? Is it Bechlal of a Zohar? Veli Meir Bloch Zatzal tells the Hashira, I think it was Nifta before I was born, he was of the opinion that a from guy is better than a non-from guy. It means a guy who goes to church is better than an ordinary guy because he has checks and balances, accountability in his life. He obviously didn't hold that the Trinity is begetter of Avodah Zarah, the Holy Ghost, whatever they believe in. But this is the Shailas Lalacha, you have to know, in Mischer. But here, Pashat, we see that the Rishonim say that by going ahead and doing Mischer with a guy, where he could then take the Takroivus, Avodah Zarah from his prophet would be begedel of nivel esitei mirshol, which you're responsible for. Let's get back to the Gemara. So, on his way, then it's also the chazoreh when he's returning, mutter to do business with him. My da'ava have it. since he already went to the Avodah Zarah and he's going now to his house, there's not a chash that he's going to turn around and run back to the Avodah Zarah to give Haidah. He did his service, he worshipped Avodah Zarah, he came out, Mischa is now being done on the way back, he's going back home, he's not bent on service to Avodah Zarah, even if it's Avodah Zarah, but he's not going to go give Haidah by turning around. The Mela, it's Mutta. Fine. But concerning a Yisrael Ahilach Latarpus, to be over the Zara, it's just the opposite. Bahalicha mutter. Dilma Hadu Bevele Yazl. He's going to change his mind. He's not going to go. Marik says, my hearing sending in the background. Marik says that the lotion of Dilma is Lav Davka. It doesn't mean that maybe he's going to be Chayzavim is Mashav Ara. Mustafa Shiyasakin says Mashman Tesis Msachim. In other words, that Hayyayis is a Yid. And this isn't something that we as Jews do. Even as a big guy, blow from bravado, was going to have his other, we believe he's not going to go. So al derech, we say he'll change his mind more than stam a dilma, and Mameli can do mischa with him. Not chayshe, she'll use it for avoid his zor. But chazore oser. Why? Because of the fact that since the avik bo. He's aduk, a lotion of kesher. He's connected to Avodah Zarah. He already served it. Mahada hada azul. Mameli, soon is going to go back to give haidah on the schor that he earned.
Because he doesn't have the curse of Zarah, that's right.
Well, the Miri says the Mari Zikazach. When we're good, we're very good. When we're bad, we're very bad. We get enthusiastic about it, Chaim. We get enthusiastic about everything. So a Yid who went and Din Avodah Zarah is so heady and euphoric about Avodah Zarah, he's going to go back. And he's going to give thanks to the Avodah Zarah, his newly found God. This whole thing is so bizarre, gentlemen. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, why is there Avodah Zarah? Anybody know what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says? Why did they create Avodah Zarah? To be Matir Znus. Do you hear what I'm saying? Meaning, they weren't happy with God's rules, we'll create a new God with new rules. I don't have to live in a world where I can't be Mazana. So we're fun to come than that. And the whole concept is so bizarre of a desire about poor. How did it start? You should excuse my French. Hope we're not being taped. They were trying to make chosik of the Avodah Zarah. And then that became the derech of Avodah. It's so bizarre. Well, I mean, if you come to think of it, isn't Znus bizarre? What's attracting you? It doesn't make sense. It's so different. It's not like a shmakezach. There's a gvaldig type that a person gave that a person should want to procreate. So there's a type of business. And so stark was the type of the Zorah that we can't understand. How could anybody understand why you spend a dollar to kiss Buddha's big fat toe? It's got to be nuts. Pour a libation to Buddha. Got to be mishuge. He's nothing. You made it. Eight forever. Even though Biskarov says it starts off as something meshuket, then it becomes zav v'kesef. If you start getting attracted to it, but lemaisa, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested a tithe into it. It's like beyond our realm of understanding. It's poshut beyond our senses. And ad kedekach that be mevatel betfila because of poshut it was overwhelming for Klal Yisrael. I'll call pardon. Let me just first, Moshe, 1 second. I want to hear Chacham. Give me a second. Give me 10-30 seconds. So we're saying now that a yois, the Miri says on Choftes, this fellow is newly initiated. When a Yid does something, it's called Tzmaisei Tamarna. The worst or the best kind of chassid is the Litvak who becomes the chassid. Like, but all his mamsh, all his kaychas into it, it's a newly found zach. So the Zalba Zach says the Miri that this person is nechshad more than a guy. A guy who lives his life as an Eved of a Zorah ain't going to make the trek back to go give Shvach by door that he made Tzchayra 2 hours out, 2 hours out, 2 days out. But a Yid, the Chazarastan, we're worried. Bali Chazan is a Chfot Yid. So we hold he won't do it. But once he's over the void of Zorah, he's in a situation and in a matzah where we're Chayshish, Ad Kerekach, he can't do business with him. Because he's going to go back and give Haidah. Either Goy won't do it, we're not Chayshish. That's when we're bad, we're very bad. Worse than the Goy. You know what we're going to say, Moshe? Yeah. But obviously, there's still a lot of Avodah Zarah, and there is something. You know, I was with my cousin in Detroit. And we were sitting with my wife and his wife many, many years ago, like 30, 35 years ago, at some fancy place. And like, it turns out that the guy who was serving like the Coke told us that he has a little Buddha that he pours libations to Buddha before every couple glass of wine that he serves. Do you hear what I'm telling you? It's like not obviously kosher wine, but the guy, it's not that stami. I mean, his mom is pouring a libation from the wine to Buddha, like a little drop of wine, I'll push it to be even have a dessert. So they still have a dessert. That was the shaitel problem. If there wasn't a dessert, we wouldn't have a shaitel problem. Which I told him in Minneapolis to stay strong. I spoke to Governor Feinstein, told me to hold tough, everyone to burn the shaitel, especially in the light. Kids, I saved a lot of dollars for people. All right. So, Memele Mahadar Hadarazel is going to go back to give thanks. And you know that a mumal avodah zarah is even one time. It's not a pshat, the person is always avodah zarah. Shulchan Aruch says one time. He's already beged the mumah. So he's like Shulchan Aruch yadei kuf memches. Pam achas nechshav mumer. There's a shach, there's a marik. Okay, fine. This is a setup for what I want to talk to you about. Shei kevan the ovik, since he got attached this year, so, mahadahoda. Frekt imre tzvi. Halay afte mahadahoda mikamoki mu'at al derech hazor misham. Then came the vada yavar zman ma. Ad sheyelech oida pam litarpus. What he's asking is, let's say we have the 3 days before their holiday, right? Comes to 3 days, Kaidim Alechose, it's Kiyomi Dayan, Asr Shlosh Yom Kaidim, like we find the beginning of Masechta. But the Asr now, when there's a long time before he's going to go back, what's the right? He's going back right away. In other words, what's the right? He's going to use your mister to be Ayyub, have a desire. Or he's running back this minute. Those are Kasha Blat Minatzarchian. I was thinking, maybe you can make the following distinction. That lufnei dehen, it's more mekel dik. Why? Because there's a zman kavua to know what time to be misrachik from the goyen misra. 3 days lufnei dehen. So chachomim, or kaveya, only 3 days kaidim is aser, but earlier than that, you can do misra with a goy, even though it's an oved avodah zarah. Hashem came, there's no zman kavua, so we don't really know when his intention is to go back to only asa 3 days before. So meila, every masa matin with him is asa, because it's different than 3 days before Yidayin. Here, there is no Yidayin. The man could at any point in time go back. Now, even though he's heading to the house, it might be 6 months later, but it could be a day, it could be now, it could be from this misra. Because what's the inyan? Parshat Tulum, this is like this. We don't want him using his profits and doing business with him so that he can go back to give thanks to Avodah Zarah. As we said before, the various reasons, what the issues are. Maybe he'll use a taka, like one sheet, he'll use it for a takrevis Avodah Zarah. But here the deal is, there's no time limit. Because we don't really know when the person will actually go back. So there's no time to be keveya. Now Tosfos, Rabbeinu Elchanan, says, Ein lahakshis maidua ba'ahulchim l'tarpus osa b'chazaros en kol ma'asa matni mo'im. V'chom me'yosim l'fnei yidein. V'lei osa ma'asa matni mo'im elu shloish yom kaidim. Even though Rashi says, Hulchim l'tarpus is litois of a dezor l'merochik, k'mo k'min rochik kolkach. V'alkach amirin di yisrol da'ovik bo v'ade ma'ada hoda v'ozlo, he's saying what I'm saying. It's a scary thought, Rabbi Yisai. In other words, don't allow a fellow to get into the blotter. Once he's in the blotter, we're in big trouble. Once a yid has become a mumer, and he goes ahead, and he's living up with his Zara one time, his life has changed forever. Can he do tshuva? Of course he can do tshuva. But there's an ongoing concern that this individual can somehow or other turn an ordinary business transaction into takrevis avodah zarah, hidof avodah zarah, and you're going to be the one that's involved in it, and it's awesome. More so than a guy. A guy, He's got his 7 days in between his Sundays. Every Sunday he goes, he kills people, and the priest says, say 7 Hail Marys, and give some money to the confessional, and sin no more, my son, I'll see you next week. But by a yid, there becomes mamash a connection. He becomes dovok. Isn't that scary? But a guy doesn't say he's dovok. But the lashon of the Gemara, it's mamash, it's like dovok to the avodah zarah. That's how careful a person has to be not to fall into the blood. And the yes, we're talking about tumah, that we talk about kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hasnenenu Uko of David Cohen, says that's where the word enikol comes from. Enenu Uko. That an enikol keeps on going, just like the fire keeps on burning. There's Shein Avoid. So he looks, a surah, and he sees, and the Benjamin calls out to him, Al Takrav Haloim, don't go any further. Ki amokim hashata ato'i meid ad mas kodesh. Where you're standing is a holy place, holy terrain. Shal na lecha me'arag lecha ki amokim hashata'i meid ad mas kodesh. Isn't there a basic kasha that should bother you? If it's a holy place, back off 20 paces. And al takrav aloy means the sneh is the mokum of Ashuras Hashchina, so I have to take off your shoes. Is it a holy place or not a holy place? The Baruch Hashem says, al takrav aloy, kodesh kodeshim over there. That's why there are chema kodesh 20. Don't move any closer. But shal nalacha me'arag lacha, ki amokim hashata oimid ad mas kodesh. If it's holy, why doesn't he have to back off? He could stay in a holy place, but take off his shoes? Why take off your shoes? It's a holy place. If you can't go any further, how can you stay there? Holy Dovo. So the Ksava Kabbalah answers it in 4 words, which is the embodiment of you. Because I look around the room, I don't see only Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbanim, and Rebbes. I see B'nai Torah that also go to work. B'nai Torah that are also Balabat. So I'm talking to you. Ksava Kabbalah says 4 words. There's a Mokim Kadosh and a Maimed de Kedusha. A Mokim Kadosh means that from the time of Bria Sa'ilam, Harabai is a Mokim Kadosh. The Zaya says Adam Rishon was created from the dirt of Har Meriah. Yankee Vavino slept on a Mokim Kadosh. Everybody knew this was a Mokim Kadosh intrinsically, inherently. Adiyem Azeh Morna Valyashiv Zatzal told the father of a Kala, want to know where she wanted to daven on the day of a chasna, go to Harabais, go to, I don't mean, you know, over there. I mean, go to the Kaisel. So he says, but she loves to go to Kevah Rochel. Go to the Kaisel. Shinoz never zels from the Kaisel. But she's very connected to Rajbi, Shimbeichoi, Meron. Go to the Kaisel. Well, let's feel it's a channel to the Kaisel. It's the holiest place in the world. That's a Mokim Kaddish. A Beis HaKnesses is a Mokim Kaddish. A Sefer Torah is Kaddish. Sifrei Kaddish. But then there's another kind of Kedusha. The kind that we create. We take the Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses. After nights, there are those that are finishing early and those that are staying till 1 o'clock in the morning. And you go to your car and you walk the street and you go into your home and into your business tomorrow. That becomes a Mokim Kaddish. That becomes a Maimed Kedusha. It's an extension of the Kedusha that you have here. Wherever a Yid goes, what gate, what state, ki amokim asher ata oimeid ad mas kodesh. Very much as Yoel Salman Shlita explains it, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu experienced a pu'ula of his oirus. Many walked by, but he saw those flames and he said, Asura, stopped him. Something's going on. He recognized the Rebbeinu Shlom's existence. Rabbi said, that's what separates the men from the boys. And you have a group of B'nai Aliyah under the auspices of Hagoyin Hagadol, my great friend, my beloved friend, my brother, Rabbi Saul Reisman, which you come and you knock away a night seder, a mishma, an hour, 2 hours. It's not just for the 2 hours. It's your whole week. It's your home. It's your business. I'm talking in the travel business. I'm not going to mention the name, M&H, but let's say you're in M&H travel business. H&M, I think. I think Harry goes before Mata. Yeah, it's H&M. I apologize. It's a different place. H&M. So you can infuse in your travel business Kedusha. That's my ridic. Nobody else can do this. Nobody else can do it. Could you imagine your mouth but to your child, your son, your grandson? When you come home from cheder, from school, from Beis Yankiv, from camp, you're infusing the house with more Kedusha. That's the Mitzvah. Zulu Mazu. When he hears his Ayvad Avaydah Zora, he's so stark in his Avaydah Zora, so tome, that we're choishish, merfun agoy! who's an Avodah Zorah ben Avodah Zorah. Miri says he's too excited about this. It's a Naikish Magamaser. So a Chayshish, even though he's 10 days out, he'll come back to give Hoidah. He can't go Pesach with him on the way out. On the way there, he has Kedusha, he's a Yid. So he claims he wants to be Avodah Zorah. We don't believe him. That's just Vilma, we know he's not going to do it. But on the way back, he becomes a Mummer. That's how far he can sink. So how high can you soar? Every Yid shops Kedusha wherever he stands. And you're extending your Kedusha into your businesses, into your homes. Ashrechem v'toyv lochem. A good tenacht.